It's time to eat, travel, rock.
Lightning and the thunder, 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 feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder, 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 feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
Kelly Rizzo's here. We love Kelly. And one of the prominent social media influencers in the world. It's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure, but you are always so nice to me and give me so many accolades. So
well, it's nice to see you. You look fabulous as always.
Oh, thank you, as do you in your Blackhawk shirt.
Well, it's going to be a big day. We're all headed over to the convention. I know you're going to do some work over there as well.
Absolutely.
What is the after-school matters thing that you're doing? Explain that to folks.
This is so great. So all week we've been filming for the After School Matters program, where they have like 1,500 programs citywide, all over the city. But this one in particular, we were doing it in partnership with Conagra Brands, and they're a big food company, so obviously their focus is more food-based, and they have these incredible programs that are, they have the Urban Teen Growers, where they're actually teaching the teens how to grow food, how to harvest it, how to, and they have in the loop this incredible rooftop. On Randolph, that
like urban garden.
Yeah, so it's like 66 East Randolph, where they take the entire rooftop and they have all these planters and they teach the teens how to grow the food, and then they have this teen cuisine event all through the summer, once a week, where they partner with a really well-known chef in the city from a well-known restaurant. This week was Beatnik, and they bring in the chef. The chef helps the teens then create this incredible menu, and then they serve it to people who buy tickets.
And these are kids that wouldn't normally have access to any of that, right?
Exactly, like from underserved high schools throughout the city. And so they really learn how to eat healthy, how to prepare food. But the interesting thing is, we talk to so many of these teens that because of this program, they say that now they know what they want to do with their life. They want to go into the culinary arts. They want to be a chef. Well, they want to go into the restaurant business.
That's the thing. You know, you inspire a kid to things that they don't know are even available, and you change their lives.
But what's interesting is, you know, I went to a great high school, you know, on the North Shore here, and we didn't have things like this. So, I mean, to be able to...
Well, you're expected to know what you wanted to do.
Well, but they don't teach that anyway in school these days.
No.
To be able to give these programs to underserved high schools, I mean, it's just... It was incredible. We were so impressed. And the food was amazing. I mean, ultimately, the food was great. And that's what matters, right?
And you and I are both Chevy people. You know, I drive my I drive the White Lightning, Dave, as you
White
know, the
Lightning.
Chevy Tahoe.
I used to have a Tahoe. That was my favorite car that
truck.
I've ever had.
It's a good truck. What's funny is when people, you know, people know you, they know me, they know whoever, and they come up and they have different ways of greeting you. It's funny to me always when people go, White Lightning. They see the car, White Lightning. But anyway, the point being, Chevy drives Chicago. Those guys, we love those guys. What are you doing with them?
So all summer, I've been doing a series with them, a summer series with Chevy Drive Chicago, where 1 week we went and did a North Avenue Beach episode where we went to Shore Club and showed people like what's new on North Avenue Beach, because it's not like how it used to be now. It's a little bit more upscale. There's more choices. And we did a Wicker Park episode, like what to do in the summer in Wicker Park. And then we did the Windy City Smokeout last weekend. But then today, we're going to the Blackhawks convention.
There you
go. Doing this whole, you know, Millennium Grant Park experience, and then showing off, of course, the convention. There's going to be some really exciting things going on.
Aren't they giving away a car there?
They are giving away like their Blackhawks Camaro. So we're going to meet the winner and you know, chat with a bunch of the players. And then this weekend, we're going up to Milwaukee for German Fest to do a whole like mini road trip episode.
That is slow weekend.
I know, right?
It's
been a busy week.
It's all on Eat, Travel, Rock, right?
Yeah.
All the platforms.
All the platforms, yeah. So some episodes are already out, and then a couple more of these new Chevy episodes that we're filming this week will be out probably within the next few weeks.
Now, see, you are. It's not bicoastal because we're in Chicago. I don't know what you call what your life now when you live in Chicago and L.A., but last night I had an event over at the Park Grill on the plaza right in front of the Bean. It was a corporate party for a kid that used to be my producer who started his own company called Miracle Entertainment, by the way. They're great. And a bunch of bands and things. And it was such a beautiful night in Chicago. And I was making a point earlier. You know, you come and you do the show in the morning. You go home. You come and you do the show the next day. You go home. I don't experience the city like you do because it's part of what you do. And just to have the opportunity on a summer, a beautiful summer night to be downtown, it's phenomenal. It reminds you of why you love the city so much.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I was here 2 weeks ago also for the Windy City Smokeout, which is... probably one of my favorite events of the year. And it was a little tough to enjoy it because that's when it was 100 degrees and it was a little rough. I mean, although I refuse to complain in Chicago when it's that hot because you wait for that all year.
Right.
You know, so you can't complain about it. But this week, man, it's just been beautiful. I mean, every day has just been perfect. We've been really lucky. Normally, if we're doing like four shoot days in a row, there's usually one that's going to be a little iffy. But so far, fingers crossed, it's been pretty amazing. And thank you. You brought the lake out for me today, as
I did.
You said.
I did. I rolled it in because you're a special, you're a special friend.
Oh,
that's just
you.
A fake backdrop. That's not
great
really there.
Lake view, guys. Yeah,
we do have a phenomenal
definitely
view
be taking
here.
A picture of this.
E-Travel Rock TV. Great stuff from all over the country, wherever you travel, and you travel all the time.
Yeah.
And people can see you on all social platforms, but also on your website, right?
Right, eattravelrock.com, and then eattravelrock on Instagram. That's where I've been posting all my videos as well. So,
you know, I never get a chance to ask you this. We got less than a minute here, but you know, growing up here and running around like you are, I'm sure there's somebody from your childhood that you'd never get a chance to say hi to publicly. So who is it? Somebody maybe you've lost touch with. And the reason I'm in this frame is because there was a high school reunion last week that I didn't make. But you start thinking about people you knew back in the day. Is there somebody from back in the day that you lost touch with?
I feel like thanks to Facebook, you're almost in touch with everybody.
Everybody you want to be.
You know what? I am going to say one thing. The first time I was on with you guys, I gave a shout out to my mom, and my dad was listening, and he, to be honest, felt a little bad. He was like, well, what about me? I was listening too.
Well, take
so
care
I'm
going
to give a shout out to Santo, my amazing dad, who watched now, of course, he might not be listening. No, I think he is. So, hi, Dad. Love you. And yes, you are from my childhood as well, so that works.
What a good
that
daughter.
Works too.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Eat, travel,
well,
rock.
I can.
You worked it in. You did a nice job. It's Kelly Rizzo. You're always welcome here. You know that.
Oh,
and I'll see you over at the convention.
I know. I'm excited. Yeah. We'll hang out of the studio.
Yeah. How crazy is that?